Well, good morning. Luke 2, 15. Well, I've checked, and most of you are on the good list. Some of you just barely made it to that. It's good to see you this morning. Today we want to talk about, let us now go to Bethlehem. Today I'm going to talk about God's gift of purpose, God's gift of joy, and God's gift of hope. A few Sundays ago we started a series on God's Christmas gift to us, and today we're going to talk about God's gift of peace, God's gift of joy, God's gift of purpose, and God's gift of hope is what we're going to talk about. It was an amazing night in Bethlehem. It was dark, but there was light. It was silent, but there was music. We sang the Christmas song a while ago, Little Town of Bethlehem. That was written by a man by the name of Phillips Brooks. And in that song, there's a line that says, "O little town of Bethlehem, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Hopes and fears are met in thee." Now, when you think about that line, then you think about hope and you think about fears. Well, Jesus Christ certainly gives us hope, and Jesus Christ is the one who, you know, is the answer to any fear that we have in our life. What is the fear? How did he answer the fear according to that Christmas song? Well, he answered the fear this way. The fear, there's the fear of the invisible. There's the fear of the unknown. But Jesus Christ came from that world of the invisible. He came from that world of the unknown into this world. That is the incarnation. That is the birth. That is Jesus Christ being born at Bethlehem. Now, why Bethlehem? Bethlehem was located about 6 miles south of Jerusalem. The shepherds that we're going to read about today, they would have taken probably a 2-mile trip from their shepherd's field to Bethlehem. In the Old Testament, 700 years before Jesus was ever born, the prophet Micah prophesied that in this little village, in this little place called Bethlehem, Jesus Christ would be born. Yes. Bethlehem is in control of the Palestinians today. It's certainly a very troubled city. It is a city of commerce, though, for Christians. And, you know, the Palestinians, they let Christians come there, and certainly they benefit from the tourist trade and everything. But today, even this small place, Bethlehem, there's a lot of trouble in that area. If you go to Bethlehem, you'll find the traditional site of the birth of Christ. And really, what happened was a church was built over this cave-like place. And in this cave, they say, is where Jesus Christ was born. We don't know the exact location of where Jesus was born. We don't know that. But we do know that it was in this little town of Bethlehem. Look at Luke 2, verse 15. "So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.' They came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them." Now the Bible gives us here this simple account of these shepherds coming to Bethlehem, to the birthplace of Jesus Christ. There's really not a lot needs to be explained about this passage. It's straightforward. It's simple. It's just a very straightforward account of the shepherds coming to the birthplace of Jesus Christ. But today I want to take this passage and talk about purpose, and I want to talk about joy, and I want to talk about hope, and then make some application from this passage today. Now, as far as purpose, we know that God has a purpose for us. There was a purpose for those who surrounded the manger scene that day. God had a purpose for Mary. God had a purpose for Joseph. God had a purpose for the shepherds who came. And so we understand that the people who gathered around the manger scene that day, they had a purpose. But God also has a purpose for us. God's purpose for us is the same of the shepherds here. The shepherds were given the instruction to take the message and to share the message of the birth of Jesus Christ with other people. And certainly I would say, as believers today, we can find our purpose in that. Romans 8:28, the Bible tells us in that verse that all things are working together for good, for those who love God, for those who are called according to His purpose. A lot of times we don't understand the purposes of God. It's hard for us to comprehend the purposes of God at times, but we understand that God does have a purpose for our life. He has a purpose for you. He has a purpose for me. And so God does have a purpose for us. And we come to understand that purpose. And in understanding that purpose, then we find the fulfillment as the shepherds did that day. Now, why shepherds? Shepherds, as we've talked about, shepherds really were not in the elite of society that day. Shepherds could not testify in a court of law. And it really wasn't anything about their character. I mean, these shepherds were good people, and they worked hard and everything. But that was just the position that they held. But on this occasion, these shepherds were given this message from the angel to go to Bethlehem, and when they arrived in Bethlehem, they would find the birth of the Savior. So they found their purpose in that. I was listening this week to some Christmas show, and they were talking about the shepherds, and they were talking about, the shepherds were men. We don't know how many, but the Bible tells us here that when they got to Bethlehem, they found Jesus. And what's implied by that is they kind of had to search out, where he was. And then in this story I was listening to, he was talking about, later the three wise men came, and the Bible talks about how long it took for them to get there to find Jesus. And so in this story that I was listening to, it said, well, what if the three wise men had been three wise women? Well, they would have stopped and asked directions. That was what was told in this story. But anyway, everybody got there. The shepherds got there. Later, the wise men got there. Mary was there. Joseph was there. And, of course, the Savior was born. And so we find in this, the purpose that God has for us. God has a purpose for all of us. There's a place at the manger for you. There's a place at the manger for me. And we fulfill God's purpose. And so in this place, we find God's purpose at Bethlehem. I want to talk now about Bethlehem being the place of joy. When they got there, the joy of this birth, the joy of the announcement that was made, the joy of the angels singing, glory to God in the highest. I mean, this is just a scene here of joy. Now, the reason they found joy at Bethlehem was because this was good news. What they chose to do was to hear the good news of the birth of Jesus Christ. And as the Bible tells us in the Christmas story in Luke, this is good news of a great joy. And so there was a great joy here in this news of the Savior being born. When we choose to accept the good news, then we choose joy. We choose the joy of Christ. We receive the joy of a relationship with Him. And to have that that joy. It's this good news of great joy. When it comes to doing what God says that we're to do, we find joy in that. And that's exactly what they did. They were to go to Bethlehem. After they left Bethlehem, they were to announce to everybody, to all people, this great thing that had come to pass here in Bethlehem. In verse 15, the Bible tells us that they went to Bethlehem. Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass. The word thing, though, is an interesting word. What it is, it's the original word there is rhema. What it means is this word that has come to pass, this reality that has come to pass, Jesus Christ is born. Let us go now and see that. You know what God did for these shepherds? He gave them a revelation of who He was. He gave them a revelation to go and find the Savior, Jesus Christ. And again, you know, the application for us is simply this. When we receive God's revelation of the truth of the gospel, the truth of the person of Jesus Christ, when we receive the message of Christmas, then what are we to do? We're to follow that message. We're to give our heart to that message. We're to give our life to that message and obey the message that we find there. And you know what that brings? That brings great joy to us. And then what they did was to tell other people. That brought joy to them when they did that, because that is exactly what we're to do. We're to do the same thing that the shepherds did, and that is tell the joy of Jesus Christ. Now I realize, you know, Christmas time, really it can be a hard time for a lot of people. And I know a lot of our people here are going through a very difficult time here at Christmas time. I understand that. But here's what I know from this message. That our joy is different than happiness. That our joy is not dependent upon circumstance. But our joy is found in the message of Christmas, in the person of Jesus Christ. That is where our deep joy is found, regardless of circumstance, regardless of the difficulty. We can find our joy in the person of Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible says this is, you know, a message of great joy. Bethlehem is a place of purpose. Bethlehem is a place of joy. But Bethlehem also is a place of hope. Why Bethlehem? Why the hope of the world? Why was the hope of the world found in Bethlehem? Why not Jerusalem? You know, Jerusalem was the center of religion. Jerusalem was the capital of religious belief. Why not Jerusalem? You know what God's doing here? God is showing us through this story a very important message. Part of that message is this. That salvation, redemption, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ does not come through religion. Why not Rome? Rome was the political capital of that day. Why not let Jesus be born in Rome? But again, God is showing us a truth here. That salvation and redemption does not come through political power. Well, why not Athens? Athens was the seat of culture. Athens was the seat of philosophy. Athens was the seat of universities. Why not Athens? Because God is showing us a message here. And that is that it doesn't come, this redemption and salvation doesn't come through the philosophy of the world. But it comes through the person of Jesus Christ. Bethlehem is a place of hope. Bethlehem is that place where the hopes and fears of all ages are met. In the person of Jesus Christ. And so what God has given us here is the gift of hope. In Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 19, listen to this scripture. The hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast. Let me give you this definition of hope. Hope is the confident expectation that God is willing and able to fulfill His promises to us. Hope is when a promise is realized. Hope is realizing a promise before it ever happens. Biblical hope is not wishful thinking. Biblical hope is not hoping that something will happen or something will come to pass. That is not biblical hope. Biblical hope is the faith that we have in the promises of God, that we can trust in His promises being a reality in our life. That is biblical hope. And so what we find at Christmas time here at Bethlehem is the hope of all the ages in that manger, the person of Jesus Christ. I found in my life that hope can come in many different ways. Let me share some of those with you. God's gift of hope is God's people that He gives to us. The encouragement that we find with each other, the help that we find with each other, knowing that we have people that love us and care for us. The gift of God's hope also can be found in His presence that He gives us, knowing that He will never leave us nor forsake us. That is the gift of hope. God's gift of hope can be found in God's plan that He has for each and every one of us. God has a plan for you. God has a plan for me. And we find hope in that plan. The gift of God's hope can be found in the promises. The promise that He gives us, the promise of hope. The Bible tells us in Bethlehem that the Savior was born. The hope of salvation, the hope of redemption, found in the person of Jesus Christ. What is the hope of our salvation? The hope of our salvation is past, is present, and future. The Savior came to save us from our sin. The penalty of our sin, the presence of sin, and eventually we will be in that place with Him where there is no more sin. That is the hope that He gives us. We're told that we can live 40 days without food. We can live 3 days without water. We're told that we can live 8 minutes without air. But we cannot live a single second without hope. In Ephesians, Paul says it this way. He said, we were in the world without God and without hope. Our hope is in God. Our hope is in the person of Jesus Christ. So at Bethlehem, what do we find? We find purpose, we find joy, and we find hope in the person of Jesus Christ. There's a reading that I want to share part of that with you at this time. This reading was written by a lady by the name of Christina Rossetti. And she titled the reading that night. And this is just a part of that reading that I want to share with you now. What should be our gift to Him? What should I give Him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I'd give Him a lamb. If I were a wise man, I'd do my part. What should I give Him? I know I will give Him my heart. We've been talking about gifts at Christmas time. We've been talking about the idea of giving gifts and receiving gifts. The wise men brought their gifts to the manger later, after the shepherds. The shepherds brought their worship to the manger that day. But what gift can we give Him? The gift that we can give Him is the gift of our heart, the gift of our life, making that commitment to Him, to believe in Him, and to trust Him as our Savior. A Savior has been born. God came from the invisible to the visible. The Bible tells us in John chapter 1 that we beheld Him. Peter says in his epistles, we handled Him. We touched Him. We saw God in the flesh. God in the flesh did not come to a mansion. He did not come to a palace. But He came to a stable in Bethlehem. The Bible tells us that there was no room in the inn because of the taxation that was taking place that forced Mary and Joseph to go to Bethlehem. So the Roman officials, you know, they had all the places, you know, already rented. But here, in that stable, God came to this earth. And He came to this earth to give us salvation, and He came to give us redemption. And the gift that He wants from us is the gift of our heart. Bethlehem is a place of so much potential. Because at Bethlehem, what God sees in your life and my life is what we can become in Christ. He sees that potential. It's a place where promise is fulfilled. It's really a place where we give Him our worship. So as we gather today and we gather in church, you know, Sunday after Sunday, we give Him our worship. We give Him our lives. And so today, the gospel invitation is this. Will you trust Him with your heart? Will you receive Him as Savior, the greatest gift He could ever give? Will you make that commitment? Will you give Him the gift of your heart today? Is our prayer. Let's stand, please, for our song of invitation. Father, we just thank You today for Your Word. This is a very simple story. This doesn't need a lot of explanation. But over 2,000 years ago, here in this little town of Bethlehem, the Savior was born. We can imagine babies being born today. And we think about all the things that go into a birth of a baby in a clean, sterile hospital room. But today our minds go back to this stable and the birth that took place many, many years ago. We are told from the Bible story that Mary wrapped this little babe in swaddling clothes and laid him in that manger there in Bethlehem. What is Bethlehem for us? Bethlehem is a place of purpose. Bethlehem is a place of joy. Bethlehem is a place of hope and the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for those who need to receive this gift of a Savior. This is the greatest Christmas present that's ever been given, and this is the greatest Christmas gift that one could ever receive. So I pray for those today who need to receive this gift, to trust Christ as Savior, that they would come today and say yes to this gift of Christmas. Lord, today as believers, the gift that we can give You today is the gift of our worship, the gift of our obedience, the gift of our service to You. Lord, we thank You that You fill our lives with purpose. You fill our lives with joy. And You fill our lives with hope. And this is through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for all that you are to us. We thank you that during this Christmas time that we can celebrate and rejoice in the true meaning of the season, because Jesus is the reason for the season. In his name we pray. Amen.